Hey, it's time again for Checkoff Chats. It's a program brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy producers, that involves you as well. It's also supported by Equity Cooperative Livestock, proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Visit them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Today, we are focused in on beef quality assurance and how it's bringing repercussions through consumers, great benefits for our producers, and your checkoff dollars. Michaela Clauser is the Director of Producer Education with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and she joins us. So for people that are not necessarily up to speed on all the activities, the educational opportunities, Michaela, let's talk about the National Beef Quality Assurance Audit that just took place. What is the National Beef Quality Assurance Program kind of all about?
Hi, Pam. Absolutely. So the National Beef Quality Audit is a very large research project that takes place typically every 5 years, where we conduct research via interviews and in-plant data collection in a couple of phases. So we interview those buyers of beef, so employees that make purchasing decisions for food processors, packers, retailers, food service, and government and trade organizations, and ask them, you know, where are we winning and where are there more opportunities for us as an industry? And then we move on to our phase two, which is our in-plant data collection, where we take both live and harvest floor assessments. So this can be transportation, cattle mobility, hide color, any kinds of defects, quality grade, yield grade. We collect this large set of data, and then we come together at what is called a strategy session at the end of the year of data collection. And it's where industry stakeholders come together, have a seat at the table, and look at this data and decide, you know, where can we improve and where is the industry headed? You know, it really serves as a benchmark for the industry. You know, just to provide some scope on this research project, we go to about 42 plants all over the United States, you know, from the East Coast to the West Coast, North to South, across 18 different states. We collected data for this audit between September 21st through November 22nd, and we collected probably a little over 30,000 head of data points from both the Fed sector and that market cow and bull sector. So it's a massive project. It's completely checkoff funded. We work with multiple universities and really rely on those researchers and grad students to help collect this data for us. So wow, it's quite an undertaking. This quality audit was done a little bit differently because with it being the 2022 National Beef Quality Audit, it was done under, you know, extraordinary circumstances at a very particular time with the COVID-19 pandemic and a very, very significant drought. So mm-hmm. So this is more of a snapshot in history, but we got a ton of really great information that expands, you know, so widely.
Excellent. Yeah, it does sound very comprehensive. Michaela Clauser, along with us, Director of Producer Education. We're talking about the National Beef Quality Assurance Program and their recent audit. So give me a couple of the high points then right off, Michaela. Where did we see the National Beef Quality Assurance Program paying dividends, not only to our producers, but to those processors, those industry partners?
Absolutely. So particularly, I'm going to start with the interview phase here. During that interview phase, we saw that increased efficiency is a narrative that rose to the top, particularly from the packers, retailers, food service, and government and trade organizations. This message is coming out of the COVID context. So, you know, a change to improve systematic processes that would have taken 5 years to make was pushed to 6 months, like automation and the ability to turn product from food service to retail. You know, these companies saw that as extremely efficient. Additionally, the ability to manage the supply chain and keep animals alive during COVID, you know, not all other proteins were able to do that, but the beef supply chain was able to slow cattle down in the feed yards and they were able to adjust. Something else that really rose to the top is that with these companies, food safety is a way of business. It's assumed in our supply chain. So So, you know, we can be very confident in the fact that we're producing a very high quality, extremely safe product for our consumers. Something that really stuck out to us during the strategy session when looking at the quality grades, you know, we reached the highest percentage of prime and choice in history. You know, with the 2022 quality audit, we were at 7.5% prime. And some of these researchers that have been involved in this project since the early 90s when it started never thought that they would see a percentage prime number that high. So, you know, we are creating a very high quality product. Something similar, you know, when looking back over history with the National Beef Quality Audit and the and some of the beginning roots of the National Beef Quality Assurance Program were those injection site lesions. You know, there was a big issue with those in the early 90s when these programs got started, and we have managed, you know, almost 98% of all cattle. You know, there was no injection site lesion. So that's a win. That's a big win. You know, we're continuing to carry that on, and that was because of the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And something similar to that is arthritic joints. We practically have no arthritic joints where, you know, in the early 90s, that was a big issue. And over time, you know, audit over audit, over these past couple decades, we have been able to almost completely eliminate those. Mm-hmm. So we've made a ton of progress.
Yeah, and that's good news. You start mentioning some of those items behind the scenes, and that really not only helps the processor feel better about the product, consumers can take that piece of knowledge, but it also tells us that producers are doing a wonderful job caring for their animals, and that in turn, you know, when it comes to animal welfare, that's a great message to share too.
Absolutely. So something that we asked for this audit, this is the first time we asked it for this audit, was BQA transportation and BQA certification and, you know, overall knowledge of the program. And the knowledge of the BQA program is trickling down throughout the supply chain. They know that consumers are becoming more and more aware of the Beef Quality Assurance Program and that our producers are using this program to certify, you know, these best management practices that they're already doing. You know, our producers deserve credit for that. So we found that to be a big win when there's over 70% of recognition of that mm-hmm. of that program with these cattle haulers in particularly.
Yeah, that is nice. Again, we're visiting with Michaela Clauser. She's the Director of Producer Education for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're going over just a few of the high spots from the 2022 Beef Quality Assurance Audit, trying to, again, verify the facts and the benefits of Beef Quality Assurance. Now, there's always room for improvement, Michaela. Let's talk on, let's focus a little bit on those areas and help producers understand what the next challenge is.
Absolutely. So like I mentioned, you know, we've come a long ways and, you know, there's a lot of things we can certainly hang our hat on this go round, but, you know, it's really important to always focus on continuous improvement. We want to keep going forward as an industry. And, some things that we saw for this audit specifically in the market cow and bull sector is that we gave up ground in terms of mobility. We had worse mobility scores and lighter muscle cattle and those lower body condition scores as well. So they were thinner, lighter muscle cattle coming into the plant. You know, we attribute a lot of that to the drought outcomes. And that is just, you know, a challenge that producers are going to continue to face, you know. Mm-hmm. Right. And to prepare for. So something that we have been recommending, you know, and looking more and more into it is timely culling and adding value to those market cows and bulls for the producer. Mm-hmm. But however, anecdotally, you know, looking at research that is coming out now in terms of mobility scores, you know, we saw that as an effect from the COVID-19 pandemic. We're back to those pre-COVID numbers. So. Right. So we did see some issues. It's just part of that, just being a snapshot of a research right. project. But you know, just something to always be aware of is timely culling. Mm-hmm. And then something else that we saw that was a big discussion at our strategy session are foreign objects. We heard from further processors and those down the supply chain that this is still an issue. So these foreign objects is not a new issue. We've heard this before. However, we have gathered information and some feedback from these companies that this is being looked at more and more. So, you know, it's something to consider. You know, 100% of packers of the Market Cow and Bull packing plants found foreign objects. This can be buckshot, birdshot, wire, darts, needles. So, you know, that's something to consider, and we want to move towards a zero tolerance as an industry that of foreign objects. And, you know, we found them all across the states. So it's not necessarily a regional issue, just something to be aware for producers to take away from with this audit.
Yeah, always something that we need to kind of keep an eye on for sure, something to be mindful of, especially at the farm gate. That's Michaela Clauser, Director of Producer Education, hitting a few of the high spots and points moving forward from the 2022 Beef Quality Assurance audit that took place. As she said, comprehensive way to help producers understand where their checkoff dollars are being spent, the value that it adds in those conversations, the confidence that the industry has when the Beef Quality Assurance Program is in place, and of course, always things that we can learn to improve ourselves moving forward. Checkoff Chat brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that involves you as well. Find more at beeftips.com. Also, the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Visit them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Definitely a strong supporter of beef quality assurance. Michaela Clauser along with us, our guest on Checkoff Chats. I'm PM Yonke.